You're listening to the Nerd to Know Media Network. Join us at nerdtoknowmedia.com.
Broadcasting from the Blanchistan Center, this is Phoenix FM.
This is 92.5 Phoenix FM, community radio for Dublin 15.
Hey everybody, it's JB Jeremy Borash, and you are listening to Darrow O'Connor on the...
Welcome to the Wrestling Rewind. The only wrestling podcast by fans who don't hate wrestling.
Hello folks, welcome to Phoenix 92.5 FM. It is Tuesday the 16th of April, 2024. My name is Darrow O'Connor and you are listening to The Wrestling Rewind. Guys, great to be back. We haven't done a live show in a while. I've been on location in the US for WrestleMania and for other things. Had a bit of a break. It was really nice to kind of get away for a little while. And WrestleMania really was phenomenal. Now, straight off the bat here, Martin is not here for this show. We'll be recording on Friday, where we'll be doing our full WrestleMania breakdown, full review of the show. Dave will be there as well. And we'll be going through both nights of WrestleMania, talking about all the happenings that happened. I know you're thinking, hey, Dar, it's a week and change over the event. But hey, we're called the Wrestling Rewind, right? So it is what it is. But yeah, no, we were there. Myself and Dave, phenomenal, true and true. We were at WWE World, so we'll be going through all that kind of stuff on the show. But tonight, I want to talk about a few things. I have some exclusive content as well to bring for you guys. The first is going to be from WWE World on Monday after WrestleMania and just before Raw. It's a live panel with LA Knight. So I want to play that for you guys now, and then when we come back, we'll be going to our next bit of content. So check it out.
Let me talk to you. Yeah! What do you got for me?
Fair enough. Oh, number one, have you had any rest yet since your victory last night?
Does a party count as rest?
It can.
It was a good night. There was a little bit of champagne flowing. We were having a good old time last night.
So let me just take this moment to give you your flowers. You have been grinding for 21 years in this business, and last night was the first time in your career you competed at a WrestleMania.
Face
think it means I whipped his ass. Look, Adrian's a stud. I can't take that away from him. But the problem is, he got a little too stuck on me there for a while. All he did was complain and whine since he came back. What was it, all the way back in December or something, January, whatever it was. And so now we've just been intertwined for the last few months. So, I had to show him his house and do a little something.
Feel that? Feel that? Respect your confidence.
Owned and operated by the one and only
check like 50.
Star of the year.
Yeah.
Some call me a word that I feel like is a little played out, a little too early to call it, but some call me the GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about that one, but the one I'm not on the fence about, the one that is without a doubt, is the man they call the Megastar. Close out the weekend here, WrestleMania weekend, WWE World, then I got to do it amongst all the WWE World, yeah! WWE Universe, with all the WWE fans. fans, but not just the WWE fans. The fans are the one, the only, the man they do call the megastar with everybody saying. Get your picture, because I ain't hanging out here too long. Whatever you want, we got time, we got time. You want to ask some questions? We got like 10 minutes.
Who's got questions?
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna assist you out here.
Anybody taking fan questions?
Love you!
All right, anybody have a question?
Who?
Anybody have a question? You, right here.
Come here, let's sneak up here. Don't swear. If you swear on this microphone,
How good does it feel to be the new spokesperson for Slim Jim? The Macho Man, but taking his place.
What are you talking about, an iconic brand? Commercials that I watched as a kid. Every time you mention Slim Jim, doesn't matter if they're a wrestling fan or not. First thing everybody does is go, ooh yeah.
Ooh yeah.
Or they might even go, snap into a Slim Jim. Yeah. So with that in mind, you're talking about an iconic brand, something that I know, something that I grew up with, and now I get to be a part of it, and posthumously, I get to be in the commercial with a Macho Man. So you really can't beat that.
Yeah.
Now who's got another question?
You got your eyes on the U.S. Championship? At all?
Look, I already told you up there, I got my eyes on every single piece of gold. At this point, anybody who's got it, I'm looking for them. So you talk about the U.S. Championship. Now, I know why you're asking. I know exactly why you're asking. You want to see me go out there and talk some more trash to Logan Paul, and...
Yeah!
And you want me to show him that map again of where he can stick his bottles of brine.
Yeah!
Well, don't worry, in due time, my friend. So what do we got? Hey, Byron, where the hell did you go? You
over here. I got you. This guy has a question for you.
I thought you quit on me.
All right. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, what's your question for LA Knight?
Can you please just shut up Logan Paul?
Wait, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do a poll.
Smart.
So, all right. So what are new Intercontinental Champion, right? Sami Zayn? Who wants to see me go after Sami Zayn?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Right, that was a resounding nothing. All right. We got a new WWE Universal Undisputed Champion. 58 million words on that one. WWE Champion, Cody Rhodes. Who wants to see me go after Cody Rhodes?
Yeah!
Something in that one.
Cody sucks.
Think
sucks.
About that one.
Boo Cody.
Cody sucks.
Cody sucks.
You know.
We got a new.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I said new.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
In Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Who wants to see me go for Damian Priest?
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, there's a little something there too. So obviously Sami Zayn's out. We're gonna go ahead and... That's not how he's too nice? Okay.
Eli Drake!
I'll tell you right now, I just heard somebody say something interesting. And I was like, well, that guy's not a champion. And I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody the other night was just handed a belt.
Oh. Oh.
And I believe it was the People's Champion title, right?
Yeah.
And that wouldn't even have crossed my mind, wouldn't even have thought about it, except here I stand amongst the people.
Yeah.
And then I think, well, maybe I should go for that People's Champion belt.
Yeah!
So should I go for The Rock with the People's Champion belt?
Yeah!
There's a little something there too. Yeah, who'd he ever be All right. Yeah, talk to them. Hang up. Talk to them later. This jerk's FaceTiming out here. All right, so then I gotta ask you one more. Still, you're United States champion.
Boo! Boo! Boo that man!
Obviously, he's a big fan favorite here. So, given that option...
Gatorade! 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 Gatorade!
The Gatorade champ.
Well,
but I agree with you. I'll drink Gatorade all day. It'll actually hydrate you. What's up, baby? How you doing? Hi, baby.
No, it's an actual baby.
Baby.
Hey, don't drink the baby.
Alright, but look, it's taking 38 minutes for me to get to this. Should I then? All the options considered, we've looked across the landscape, all the champions, all the kind of champions who were handed a belt at a Hall of Fame ceremony, and we've considered who we want, who we don't want. There's one option left, and it seems to be the popular one, but I'm going to let you guys speak. Should I then go for the United States Championship with Logan Paul?
Yeah!
That's close. That's close.
Logan sucks! Logan sucks! Logan sucks! Logan sucks!
Oh, man.
Logan sucks!
So I'm gonna give it to you one more time. So we got Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Boo! Cody sucks more!
We got Damian Priest.
Yeah!
That looks pretty good. And we got Logan Paul.
Yeah!
Alright, well, I'm gonna have to put that under strong consideration. I can't make any promises, but I can tell you this. I told you from the beginning, we're looking for gold, and I'm gonna have it before long, owned and operated by this man, because it can be only one way. And let me tell you something about it. I don't know what time it is, but I gotta get the hell out of here, because I got a flight at 7 o'clock. But look, we're moving, we're getting out of here. WrestleMania weekend, gigantic success. Hope you all have the time of your lives.
Yeah.
Stand amongst you. I feel the energy. I love it. WWE World, the WWE Universe, and everybody standing here looking at the man they call the megastar. And I want to tell y'all, thank you. Hope you had fun. And Philly, WrestleMania, tell them whose game it is.
Okay, and that was the live panel from WWE World in Philadelphia with LA Knight. Something I didn't really know was going to be really, really cool was WWE World. It for want of a better term, it's a Comic-Con for wrestling run by WWE. It was in the convention center a little bit away from the link in Philadelphia, but really, really cool stuff. They had like a whole... rundown of the Attitude Era, so like the big props including like the steel chair from Royal Rumble 1999, loads of Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff, lots of DX stuff, loads of the three faces of Foley kind of stuff as well. It was really, really cool to kind of see that in real life. They had a whole thing on Bray Wyatt, basically at the Firefly Funhouse set. You had like a live setup where you could walk out to wrestlers' theme music and stuff. It was a lot of fun. But the really cool thing there was they had like wrestlers coming and going throughout the whole weekend. So obviously I was there on Monday. I wasn't there to the rest of the week. But Pat McAfee as well was doing his show live a couple of times during the weekend. So we managed to catch the Monday show. And I really like Pat McAfee. I think he's one of the best additions to WWE. And, you know, he's just great. Like, so... it was great to catch him live. I got to see the pre-shows as well before the events at WrestleMania because they did the pre-show as well outside. Briefly ran into Pat McAfee, or he ran past me with Michael Cole, so that was also kind of cool. But yeah, man, like it was great. It really, really was. WWE World, if they do it again, you know what this is kind of like? Back in the Attitude Era, they used to do Access, WWE Access. And I think that's what this is, just realized a little bit better. So instead of just having wrestlers meet fans, they've turned it into like an event where they have panels, they have guests, they had like an auction for merch. It makes a whole experience a lot more authentic and a lot more of an experience. So like with Nerd to Know Media, Nerd to Know Basis, we were doing a panel in KazookaCon on Sunday. Literally, I was off the plane and on to Cork, so that was fun. But that's also going up on our feed on nerdtoknowmedia.com. But the Comic-Con experience and the Comic-Con venue is a really, really clever way to actually kind of pull this stuff together. Because obviously a lot of people are there for a specific thing. WWE wrestling in general isn't really a sport. It's a form of entertainment with sport elements. And it really lends itself quite well to this con thing, right? Where you can have merchandise, you can have props and memorabilia, and you know, it's a genius move, really, to make this a Comic-Con event. And it's great to see them doing it. It really does work. I was kind of, I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting to enjoy it nearly as much as I actually did. But having LA Knight come out as the last person to talk really on WrestleMania before they went and did Raw was really cool. And it brought it all together. They used it to push forward some angles. They used it to push forward some stuff they'd go back to on Raw. Even last night's Raw. It was actually really clever. So fair play to WWE for doing that. If you're going to WrestleMania, absolutely go to WWE World in future if they do it again, which I think they will. I think it's going to be a common thing. Another thing as well, looking at all the stuff they had from the Attitude Era run, I think, I can't remember what it's called, it's like Walk Through the Attitude Era or something like that. They need to have a physical WWE Hall of Fame. That's the thing that they need. Like, I know it's been said to death. I know it's a thing that, like, it's kind of a meme at this point. But no, legitimately, when you see all the stuff there and you're like, this needs to be somewhere else. There needs to be a place that WWE fans go on pilgrimage almost to see, because that is kind of what WrestleMania is. I know there's like people who aren't wrestling fans or who just live in the area and will go just because it's an event. And then there's people like myself, people like Dave. I know he lives in the area, but and then there's other people who I've worked with or known from Europe and even in America. You go on, you know, it's a thing for wrestling fans. You kind of have to go to WrestleMania once in your life or, you know, a couple of times or whatever. But every time you go, it's an experience. And there should be something outside of WrestleMania that can be accommodated for. My pitch would be in Orlando, in Miami, Orlando, where the Performance Center is, where you can just go, see all this kind of stuff, see the Hall of Fame memorabilia. And they could also have, like, movable exhibitions or whatever, and then you can go and look at the Performance Center. It's something I think TKO will do eventually, but after seeing what this could look like, it makes no sense not to. Now I know there's a thing in Saudi Arabia, which very much looks like what the Hall of Fame probably would be. You know, to be honest with you, that's what it really looks like. So maybe when that closes, they could do it. But leaving all that on the table, the fact that they have all this stuff in storage and it's just sitting there, it makes no sense to not put it on display all the time. You know, it really, really, really doesn't. And that's my takeaway from that. You know, Comic-Con avenues work quite well with wrestling. And so does a museum of wrestling, like a physical WWE museum. And it doesn't even have to be WWE. You know, you can have WWE, ECW, WCW, and then all the little small territories they own, right? So, okay, our next bit of audio comes from Raw, WWE Raw, obviously, which was in Philadelphia. Very close to the link, literally across the way. I didn't realize that was the case until I saw it. It's the Wells Fargo Arena. It's not from the event itself. It's brought to us by our own David Stevens. He provided this audio to me that happened after the show. It's from CM Punk. Here it is, guys. Enjoy.
We're going to send them home happy today, main event Jey Uso, who, by the way, just won the main event. Coming after the new heavyweight champion, Damian Priest. What you want to do, boy? Huh? We wrap it up WrestleMania week. Can I sign my shoe and throw it out there, though? Yeet. Listen up, we're gonna give away these shoes. I used to live in Philadelphia. When I lived in Philadelphia, I worked at a little place called the Murphy Rec Center. When I signed with the WWE in 2005, I spent a year in developmental Louisville, Kentucky, and then when I debuted on television, my first pay-per-view was right here in Philadelphia. I don't know, 16,000, 18,000 people. I say I don't know because I know for a fact that tonight there's over 20,000 of you maniacs filling this arena right now. You know what I like to see? I like to see that small set because I like to see all these people here behind it. And it's a testament to people like main event Jey Uso putting all these asses in all these seats. Now we can't do this in a city if it doesn't love professional wrestling the way Philadelphia does. A wise man can't have a Hall of Fame ceremony in a city that doesn't love extreme like Philadelphia does. And hey, I might have been born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, but the city of brotherly love welcomed me with open arms when I lived and worked here. It's a place I love coming back to. And we have just completed the single greatest weekend of WrestleMania in history. Over 201,000 tickets sold. So thank you, Philadelphia, for accepting this kid from Chicago into your hearts and always chant my name. Can I speak for everybody today, Jey? I speak for everybody in back, everybody in front of the camera, and everybody who makes this place tick, from driving trucks working sound, to taking pictures, to holding cameras, to making sure we're safe inside and outside of hotels, and everybody in between, and all the families at home that miss us when we leave. I mean it when I say this. We love you. Thank you, Philadelphia. One thing before I go, I'm going to sign these. We're going to throw them out to two lucky people. I promise you this, Philadelphia, the next time I'm back here, I'm gonna have my boots on.
there you go, guys. We're kind of doing the journalist thing again. You will not get that audio anywhere else. Well, you'll probably get it on the internet, but you won't get it anywhere else brought to you in audio format like this. So we hope you enjoyed it. It was quite cool. I have to say, look, CM Punk, he's the man of the week. Really is. Want to thank Dave Stevens for sending it over. And obviously, it was great to meet Dave in person. You know, we've been friends for about nearly gone on 15 to 20 years in around that point. So I can't really remember how long it is, but it's been a very, very long time. And it was great to actually hang out with Dave. He will be on the show this week, which we're looking forward to, Tree Man Booth. And he went to Raw with his brother. I obviously didn't go to Raw, but I was glad to get that audio and also that Dave had a great time at the show. So, speaking of CM Punk, the man of the hour, I got to see a lot of CM Punk this week, which was really wild. Because look, putting it all out there, I bought a ticket for WrestleMania to see CM Punk wrestle. And I was kind of devastated when he got injured. But I didn't expect to see CM Punk so much. he was obviously doing the pre-show at WrestleMania for both nights. So I was literally like a stone's throw away from Punk for like 2 hours. And then he was involved with the Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre thing, which was actually amazing. It was super cool. He did the entrance beforehand, wasn't on TV. And then like he was involved with this segment as well on Raw. So I got my money's worth with CM Punk. So I was genuinely thrilled. What I didn't expect is what happened when I was in New York. So obviously WrestleMania night one happened. And we'll talk about this more when Martin's on the show, because I need an AEW fan to really break this down and to try and justify this, because I can't. I really can't. So after WrestleMania night one, news broke. We were on the way back. We were on the way back in the car from WrestleMania night one, and news broke that the Young Bucks were going to release the footage from All In of the fight backstage between CM Punk and Jack Perry. And myself and Dave and everyone else in the car were like, what is this? There's no way this is real. This can't be a thing that is real, right? There's no way. This won't be good. This makes no sense. The only one who wins here is CM Punk, right? There's obviously the interview with Punk where he broke down the whole events with AEW, was trying to WWE, the fight backstage, blah, blah, blah. All that kind of stuff. That was like a week before. And then it kind of came out. And my first thought was, this is really petty. Or it's fake. I thought they'd do like some kind of skit, right? I didn't genuinely think they would release the footage the way they did. But anyway, we're jumping ahead. So at WrestleMania's pre-show, Michael Cole scored points in the books and said, you know, the most controversial man on TV where, you know, internet marks will use him to score points or something. I can't remember the actual quote, but I think that's what it was. And it's just like, whoa, Michael Cole is scoring points. This is already going great for AEW. And yeah, that's what happened. So we kind of forgot about it. And then I was in New York on the Wednesday. And look, it is cool to be able to watch wrestling at a normal time when you're from the UK or Ireland, where, you know, our Irish fans, our UK fans know that, like, for us, watching wrestling at 1 a.m. is not abnormal. It's just kind of the way it is. So being able to watch wrestling at, like, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock is great, you know? So I was in New York, got back to the hotel, and then I really wanted to watch this segment just because, you know, everybody wanted to watch the segment, right? So I got back just in time as the show was starting, and the segment was starting, and it was actually unbelievable. It was literally the security footage. So Tony Khan decided to release the security footage of All In of CM Punk and Jack Perry's backstage altercation, which obviously caused CM Punk to be fired with cause after AEW, and then for Jack Perry basically to not be used on AEW television for 8 months at this point. So this is something that happened 8 months ago. after All In. Now, if you don't know what happened to All In, one, I don't know how you don't know that. And two, if you don't know, you can go back and check out our shows. They're all on nerdtoknowmedia.com. We covered it in detail as it happened, because myself and Martin were both at All In, and we were on the ground when this was happening. So I was watching this, and honestly, it didn't look like that was a big deal. Didn't look like Punk did anything too egregious. It looked like it's exactly what he said happened. Because on that interview with Arwani, he was like, okay, here's what happened. And actually, on Twitter, before it was taken down, there was like a direct like splice between the two where Punk was talking on the interview, and then the footage was playing, and it matched up perfectly, almost like Punk was doing commentary on it, which was insane, because it's like, it's literally exactly what he said happened. So, as I said, my initial thought with this was that, okay, obviously Punk was lying, or it was a skit. As in, if Punk was lying, something else happened that Punk was trying to change history on. No, it's just exactly what he said it happened. You know, it's so silly. I can't believe it actually happened. I've never seen such a self-own in my life watching wrestling. It's, you know, on Twitter some people are saying it's like WCW 2000. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad yet, but I think it could get there, right? Now, this is more like when you're watching TNA and the New Age Outlaws would come out, or VKM would come out and, you know, cut promos about the Alamo and wanted to meet Paul Levesque and Michael Hickenbottom. So obviously calling out Triple H and Shawn Michaels. It just doesn't look good. You know, when you're trying to pop a rating by using someone else's top star, it never looks good. You know, it always comes off pathetic. Gary used to say, he used to have a term, he used to call it Bush League, when TNA would do this kind of stuff. Because the one thing about wrestling is, and look, we do a wrestling podcast, we do a wrestling radio show, so we are on the internet a lot. We're that audience that knows what's happening backstage, or at least thinks we do. Because you never really know what happens backstage. You know, you just kind of, you make an educated guess, or you use sources, and that's the way we do it here. But when you're more focused on what's happening backstage than you are what's happening in the ring and the story they're telling, that's really bad. You know, I mean, it's an unfair comparison, and I will give you that, but WrestleMania, all people were talking about was what was happening in the ring. Cody Rhodes finishing the story, The Rock coming out and beating Cody Rhodes, Undertaker, Rhea Ripley defending successfully, the cash in, blah, 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 blah. These were all things that were happening and main talking points based on in-ring action. The only thing that was kind of flying around was that Austin didn't show up, but that full details broke like 4 or 5 days later. And look, I was in the crowd. I wanted Austin to come out as well, as did everybody else. But once the gong hit and Undertaker came out, nobody cared. People lost their minds, including me, completely when Undertaker came out. So everybody went home happy. And I'm not a Cody Rhodes fan. I'm still not. And I went home happy, right? So that's the difference. At All In, the only thing people were talking about after All In was CM Punk. 8 months later, the only thing people are talking about, mainly with AEW, is how much Tony Khan messed up the CM Punk situation. So that's all we got from it. We got nothing else. Nothing was achieved here. It was embarrassing. It's still embarrassing. The memes are just hilarious. And look, I'm really want to get Martin's take on this, because, you know, I don't know how you can defend this. It's this was my fear with AEW all along. You know, I've, as someone who's watched WCW, as someone who's watched TNA, covered TNA for years, I was like, they're making the same mistakes, and nothing has been learned. And I've often said it's WCW or TNA and fast forward. You know, it's like they're just speedrunning it. So, for me, and I'm going to go on record and say this, and I'll probably say it again on Friday, this is equal to the that's going to put butts in the seats from WCW. Tony Schiavone made the same face he did at Bachelor's Beach 2000. It's the first real devastating blow to AEW that's completely self-inflicted. They did not need to do this. It's like the finger poke of doom. It's like Hulk Hogan coming into TNA and changing everything day one. There are these big flashpoints in wrestling that have an impact, no pun intended, a couple of years later. This is one of them. And it was for no reason. For no reason. But look, we are going to leave it there, folks. We'll be back in a couple of days to break down all of WrestleMania, this story, see some of the developments that's happening, and then maybe get back to our timeline. We're going to have a three-man booth. It's going to be myself, Dave Stevens, and Martin Herty talking about all of this, because we haven't been here for a while. It's great to be back. Great to be back talking to you guys. If there's anything you do want us to cover going forward, because obviously WrestleMania is finished now, so we have a bit more leeway, you can go over to nerdtonomedia.com. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, any way that you would like. Anything you want us to cover, our Patreon is there as well. All the links are over on thewrestlingrewind.com. And you can find links to all of our shows, all for free. Support us on Patreon if you wish. If not, send us over what you do want us to cover, or any thoughts and opinions you may have on this story, on WrestleMania, on Cody Rhodes finishing the story, on WWE World, Pat McAfee, whatever. It's all there. All right, guys, so we're going to end the show on a bit of a laugh because, this week has been wild, really, when you think about it. I discovered a channel just before I went away. It's called Toonytown Wrestling, and it's puppets that talk about wrestling. They're pretty funny. But they did a parody song of the situation with Tony Khan released in the CM Punk footage. And I think it's a perfect way to end this show before we get back into the seriousness of like wrestling content, for how serious that can be. So I hope you enjoy this song from Toonytown Wrestling. They're on YouTube. Give them a show because they are really, really funny. And the content is quite good, even though it's with puppets. So check it out. This is Toonytown Wrestling with I Feared For My Life. I have been Darryl O'Connor. We will talk to you on Friday and, of course, here next Tuesday on Phoenix 92.5 FM on The Wrestling Rewind, the only wrestling podcast by wrestling fans who don't hate wrestling. We will talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Hi, everyone. Toonycon here, and a lot of people have been asking me why I would release footage of another company's second biggest star on my show. Well, I think there's something you all need to know, and I just wanted to sing a little song for you all here today to remind you of this fact. Hit it, please!
Now I feared for my life. No, I never felt like this before. At wrestling shows since I'm 13, when a grown man choked a sassy tween, and I feared for my life. And you'll support me once you all have seen.
Wait, what the hell is he doing?
I think he's singing a song about CM Punk.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting for so long for my dad to buy a wrestling company. I purchased all the best wrestlers by giving them a whole buttload of his money. But I'm not the one to blame, and if I show you all my pain, I'll get sympathy. Just remember, Punk's the bad guy who choked my Jungle Boy. I just sat there drinking bottles of LaCroix until I feared for my life. No, I never felt this way before. At wrestling shows since I'm 13, the first real fight I've ever seen. By fired CM Punk for cause after he called me a clown and said he quit. I had no choice to let him go, cause I'm a big boy and I always have control. Then he went and spoke his mind when he talked to Ariel Helwani. I was so pissed. So the Young Bucks told me how I could win if I booked a segment centered around them to show how I feared for my life. No, I never felt this way before. And sharing the CCTV could in no way backfire on me, cause I feared for my life. And I'm so lucky that I'm not dead. Now I've shown that the truth is exactly everything that Punk said.
I'm sorry, what is he talking about?
He showed footage of CM Punk attacking Jack Perry backstage at All In.
What? Why would he do that? What's the payoff?
There is no payoff.
Ugh, I don't understand this world anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
Did he really need to sing a whole song about it?
I don't know, man. Nothing about this thing makes sense.
I feared for my life, but the bad man's on another show. I was scared, it's the truth, and I showed it all to you. I feared for my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear I almost died, and I cried and cried and cried and cried, cause I feared for my life. Yeah, I've never seen a fight before. I had no idea back then. I feared for my life. Now Punk's locked behind the forbidden door. Most over guy on my TV is contracting by WWE.
I hope this clears that up.
If nothing else to do on a Saturday, if you like nerd things, then check out Nerds and On Basis here on Phoenix 92.5 FM, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m, and then head over to nerdsandomedia.com for all of our shows as part of the Nerds and On Media Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to a Nerd to Know Media production.